TTS. Auditory adaptation has its essential feature the process of equilibration. The response of a receptor to a steady stimulus declines as a function of time until it reaches a steady value.
Disposing mind and memory do hereby expressly revoke all former wills and codicils executed by me, and dispose of my estate as follows. To my children, Troy Phelan Jr., Rex Phelan, Lynn McGill, J.T.,
Amble is now 14,
Mary Hoss Jackman, Jim,
and already has one arrest for shoplifting and one arrest for possession of marijuana. His oily hair sticks to his neck and falls way down his back, and he adorns himself with rings in
the
his
energy
ears,
expanded
eyebrows,
by
and
the
nose.
Receptor is just
I'm
balanced by the metabolic energy which is available to sustain it. The psychological counterpart of this
goes
is a decline in the apparent magnitude of a stimulus.
Ramble is ashamed
for example,
that his father is almost 80, and his father is ashamed that his son has silver beads pierced through his tongue. And he, along with the rest of them, expects me to sign my name on this will.
To pay off all the debts of each as of today. Any debts incurred after today will not be covered by this gift. If any of these children attempt to contest this will, then this gift shall be nullified as to that child.
His loudness during the first
Even
few minutes of a presentation, followed by a period in which the apparent magnitude remains roughly constant. We will not attempt here to give a detailed account of the physiological processes involved in fatigue and
adaptation. Rex leaned forward, elbows on the table, face buried in his hands, his mind numb. Libigale looked past Bright to Spike and said, "That son of a bitch." Spike concurred. Mary Ross covered her eyes as her lawyer rubbed
or
her
the factors
knee.
Which
her husband rubbed
these.
The other.
For a review of these, the reader has referred to Elliot and Fraser, 1970. For recent data, see Salvi and Ali, 1996.
Make his life better. As large as my fortune is, the money won't last long among those fools. A dying old man should not hate, but I cannot help it. They are a miserable bunch, all of them. Their mothers hate me, so their children in turn have been taught to hate me too. They are vultures circling with claws.